Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about all sorts of iPhone photography goodness. I am Mark Sadowski.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I'm super tired today.
Me too.
I can imagine why you're tired with the little kiddo. It was a late night for me last night. I actually had my very first Thursday night wedding to photograph, and it was basically a long ride home, which Joe knows because I had called him to beg him to keep me awake after I just polished a can of Red Bull and I was working on a bottle of Pepsi. So
that could be a tedious drive.
Oh, I was
good. Especially the last couple of minutes when you're hitting every single bump in the road.
Yeah, I think the bumps were me, not the road. The way the jitters that I got. For anybody who's in the New England area, you'll get this. I wasn't going down 93. I was going down Route 16, which is like, it's a highway, but it's not like a major highway. It's kind of one of those, you know, regular road highways, you know, the kind that are poorly lit and any kind of animal could jump out at you. It's not fun. So trying to stay awake and alert was really, really hard. But fortunately, Joe saved my life. And for that, I will give him this victorious music. Thank you very much, Joe. But anyway, this is all about iPhone photography. And this week, I actually did considerable amount of iPhone photography. How about you guys?
I did, well, not a considerable amount, but I did manage to squeeze some in, mostly while I was at work.
Nice. Dude, some of your morning pictures, I'm assuming they're morning because they look like they're morning, are pretty radical. They're, oh my god, I just used a 1990 cloak realism.
Totally tubular, dude.
Jesus, why, he must be exhausted. Alright, I will shut up now, so carry on.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
I still accept your compliment.
Thank you.
And yes, they are morning pictures.
Well, they're very cool. I enjoy them considerably.
Thank you.
So
squeezing the photography while I can, whenever I can.
I totally hear you. So let's go into some news.
News team, assemble!
We have one bit of news to talk about, and the other one is a reader email. And the first one, the news bit, is that Instagram is now going to place advertisements in their feed. Just real quick, what do you guys think about it? How about, let's start with you, Joe.
I think it's about time. I've been expecting this now for about a year.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, they have to find a way to monetize what they're doing. Nobody can do anything for free. And of course, being bought out by Facebook, you know, they have the backing to keep on going. But I was expecting this, and I was actually surprised it took this long.
How about you, Matt?
Yeah, I'm kind of with Joe on it. It's almost like about time. And I don't know. I guess the way that I browse Instagram, I'm probably not even going to know the difference.
I hear you. Have you guys seen any fallback on this? Like anybody posting negatively saying that they'll quit their account the moment they try to actually monetize their own stuff?
No. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't really even know that this was happening until now. So I haven't seen any.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything either. It's kind of disappointing. It's one of those things where it's like you cringe waiting for the worst to happen and you're disappointed that nothing happens.
Here's this TechCrunch article. I scrolled down to the comments and this one girl goes, "Oh, looks like I'm moving to Ogle."
I'm like, wow. Oh, that made my day. I want to scroll down to that. Ogle. I deleted that one. You have to pay for Ogle. Oh, that's so funny. All right, that makes me feel better. Those people are out there. They're just posting in forums.
Yeah. And it's like, seriously, you know, people are like, oh, I'm going to quit Instagram. I'm never going to use this again. And then you see them back on. And it's like, because that's where everybody is, and nobody freaked out as much as they did.
Yeah. It's, again, I got to say, I have no problem with this either. In fact, I'm kind of looking forward to him because something tells me that they're going to try to make him as creative and enticing as possible. My only question is the are the ads going to take us? How bad will the ads take us out of Instagram? I'm imagining they'll be similar to YouTube, not YouTube. What's that other one there? Facebook. Yeah. Their ad feeds. I'd imagine they're going to be similar to that.
You know what? It's interesting that you mentioned that. And I hear everybody go, oh, I see all these ads on Facebook. I only use the iOS Facebook on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any ads.
Oh, I see ads all the time.
So I don't know if I'm just oblivious to it or I'm missing something and I'm not complaining. But I'm interested to know whether it's going to freeze the ad for like a couple seconds, or are you going to be able to scroll right past it, and or are the videos going to play automatically?
Yeah.
Oh, so they're going to be video ads?
Both. Oh, I guarantee you. There's an absolute reason why the video function on Instagram is 15 seconds. That's essentially a commercial.
Yeah.
But are they going to be good commercials? That's the thing. I don't know. We'll see. I don't care. Let them make their money. They got to make their money somehow. So that's all good.
Then they can turn around and sell our photos. Oh, wait, no. Oh, wait.
That comes for later. You just let the cat out of the bag. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to sell my foot shot. Oh, my gosh.
My breakfast will never be safe again. I'm going to Ogle.
They used the 35th selfie of mine. Oh, my gosh.
That's so funny. So, so we're all in agreement. This is pretty much a non-story. Let's give Hunter Caesar what is Caesar's. Unless it's one of our photos, then we'll raise holy hell. Then Caesar could stuff it. Very cool. All right, the next thing we want to talk about is one of our listeners, Jamie Gallagher. He wrote in, I'm going to paraphrase his message and just say, is there any kind of etiquette to posting your photos, whether it's on Google Plus, Facebook, or in particular Instagram? Is there such thing as too much being too much? And I wanted to share my experience first. And I don't know if you guys had anything similar to this, but I've friended people on Instagram and only to find out that they would post anywhere between like 15 and 20 photos within that moment. Like, they would just take a moment and just post like their entire photo feed. And so when I turn on Instagram and I see their photo, I'm like, all right, I like that.
Yeah.
Drag it to the next one, which is pretty much similar. All right. Yeah, okay. I like that. And then I scroll all the way down and then all of a sudden you get to the part where it has to load more photos and it's their photos still. And it's like, oh my God, this is too much. All right. That's it. You're gone. And I just unfriend them from Instagram. So I would have to say, yes, there is an etiquette, too much being too much. What do you guys think?
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, I haven't run into that specific situation with anybody that I follow, but if I did, I would definitely be unfollowing them pretty quickly. It, you know, I think no matter what social site it is, when it comes to photography, I think one of the things that I enjoy is variety. So when I see, you know, a million posts in a row by the same person, that is pretty annoying. And I've noticed, like, you know, I'm on Flickr, and I post to Flickr not like super often, but once in a while, and I'll go on there and kind of look and see what, you know, people are putting on Flickr. And some of the groups that I'm involved in, they, you know, have limits on how many pictures you could post, like, in a day, or post, like, in a row. And even some of the communities on Google Plus have wording saying, you know, maybe two pictures and then give it a rest for a while. Let somebody else post.
Yeah.
You know, so and I think it's really just so it doesn't seem like someone is hogging up the page, you know, to promote their own work. And it just, you know, keeps things a little bit more interesting with variety.
Yeah.
I notice a lot too, if it's, especially if they're kind of new and say they were able to work with a model or somebody that can model, and, you know, they're excited about what they got, but they can't just choose one image.
Mm-hmm.
And so they end up putting up a series of like 5 to 10 images of the same thing. You're like, great. Yeah, we saw a different variation of it. And I think we have to learn to say, okay, which is the best? And, you know, which one are we willing to post on any social media?
Yeah.
That, you know, that way, you know, sometimes just a little bit, you know, leaves them wanting more. You don't want to, you know, open up the floodgates and have them go, whoa, too much. Take it back.
Yeah.
Then the other thing I thought of when this was mentioned was, you know, sometimes personal stuff, like, you know, stuff you'd only show a close family member, like, hey, look at this neat scar, you know, or something else. It's like, sometimes I'm like, oh, whoa, what, you know,
that's no moon.
Yeah. What is that? That's kind of weird, you know? So that was the other aspect I thought of when it came to etiquette. You know, it just, sometimes you don't want to see a selfie picture in the bathroom and, you know, just see a cluttered mess or whatever. You know, it's like it defeats the purpose of, you know, trying to show something that's beautiful in an environment that's, you know, unless it's done correctly and is able to make you think. But most of the time, bathroom shots aren't very attractive.
No, I have to agree with you there. All right. So
I think the only time that it's really okay to post like a whole bunch of pictures at once is if it's, you know, if it is social media, like Facebook or something, if you're posting them, in an album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, see, here's the thing. Go on.
One more. If it's your own website.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. I think when I phrase this, like, you know, how much is too much, I think it only applies to things like Instagram or anything Instagram-like, because Facebook will, even if you post a whole bunch of stuff individually, it will tend to lump them together into one post. So you only see that one thing, and then you could scroll through the photos. I think the same as with, I think Google Plus will do something similar.
Yes, you can do that. You can do individual images or a series of images.
Yeah. And so in that case, it's okay. It's easy to look at, and it allows you to go with the flow. So it's not a bothersome thing. Instagram, however, is a whole other beast. And I think that's where the annoyance comes in. And I don't know what that threshold is. I think with my Instagram account, I only do like maybe one or two a day. Whereas my other Instagram account, the one I use for my photography business, Sadowski Photography, is my other Instagram account. If you like looking at brides and grooms and weddings, you know, knock yourself out. That one, I started when I started, I would post like maybe 6 or 7 at a time, but like I would take a wedding and then just upload like a handful. But that was when it was very early and I just wanted to fill in the space.
I thought I unfriended that one.
I wouldn't blame you.
No, you're right. Having a specific it's like those clothing lines you see when you start looking for hashtags, you have to go in and it shows some of the popular feed, and they've got these clothing lines stuff, people choose to follow it and others don't.
Right. But what I did with my professional photography stuff, once I got a good amount of photos in there just so I can have a good collection in there, I now post 3 at a time.
Right.
And the way I'm envisioning it is when I look at the account itself, each row is a particular wedding. And I thought it was like a nice, neat way of assembling my Instagram portfolio, if you will. So that's the way I do it, personally.
I have a question.
Yes.
What were the circumstances in which you've unfriended somebody on Instagram?
It's basically overwhelming number of photos. That's my only criteria. I don't think they listen to this podcast, but they would just post just ad nauseum, like a particular moment, say, for example, oh, okay, this person might hate me. I'm not mentioning any names, but they're dogs. They would just post just a metric shit ton of photos about their dog. And like they took the dog to the park and just here's 20 photos of my dog just goofing off. And then they have this one other dog, which I don't know. It must be zombie because it has like 2 marbles for eyes and it's the scariest looking thing in the world. I'm like, oh, it's undead. Please don't bite anything because we don't want that to spread. And then like once I saw that, I'm like, all right, unfriend. Boom.
Yeah.
You're gone. I still see you in Facebook, so it's okay. I'll still, it's not me, it's you. Yes. Basically.
What about you, Matt?
The circumstances for unfriending someone or unfollowing,
yeah.
Rather.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think for me, it's like I said, I haven't really run into any people that just post like relentlessly.
Yeah.
I guess, I haven't really unfollowed like too many people. I guess there was a few where, when I initially followed them, I guess I thought that I liked the photos that they were posting. And then mm-hmm. the more I looked at it, the more I decided that it was a pile of crap and I didn't want to look at it.
I'm actually, it's funny you mentioned that because you are absolutely right. There is that moment where it's like maybe too much is too much in that respect. There's no variety to their photos anymore.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. It wasn't that they posted a million times a day. It was just that every post was very similar.
Yeah. There's this one person, and I don't care about mentioning this person because this person, one, is unaware of us, and two, has plenty of followers that they can pretty much live without us.
I think I know who you're talking about.
It's Ginny the dog.
Oh, no. Never mind.
I'm trying to find the post here. Give me a minute here. Users, Ginny. Basically, the username is Ginny _ JRT. And Ginny, GINNY. It's a very cute dog. It's a Jack Russell Terrier. And Oh, that's what the JRT stands for. Wow, last horse crosses the finish line. I'm not painting myself in a good light here today.
Winner.
But it's basically a ton of photos of this dog doing various things. And it's jumping over something. It's chewing on a toy. It's sleeping. It's very, very adorable. And I'm taking nothing away from like the quality of the post. It's just I see the same thing all the time. And I just want to put my head through a stained glass window.
Yeah.
And out of curiosity, who were you thinking that I was going to say?
Nobody. no. One of the people that I unfollowed, and I thought he was pretty good, was a Turkish photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he had some very interesting images, but I noticed that after a while he started reposting some of the same images. And I was like, seriously? You can't come up with new images, you have to repost. So if I tend to see like reposts, and you know, it's something that I saw maybe, you know, 3-4 months ago, and he's starting to, you know, I go, okay, you know, he's filling it up with the same images. And then, you know, obviously he had a ton of followers, but I went ahead and I was like, yeah, I'm done looking at it. If you're just going to repost the same stuff over and over again.
Yeah. All right. Here's another question. What's the appropriate amount of time before you repost a photo? Do you repost a photo? Because I've been guilty of reposting a few photos here and there.
I've never done that.
I may have done it, and maybe that was because I used a filter early on.
Mm-hmm.
And decided to do it without a filter. But I kind of get this weird feeling when I go to try to repost something that I've already posted.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel right. Like I'm cheating or something like that.
Whereas I take that back. I have reposted.
Probably some landscape.
Sorry, Joe.
No.
The circumstances surrounding my reposting were that, you know, I took the photo, I was excited about it, I, you know, did whatever editing to it and posted it. And then a year or even longer than that later, the photo was getting published somewhere. So I posted it again to talk about, you know, that accomplishment.
Oh, there you go. That's yeah.
I would say that's egregious or anything like that. You know, I think it's when, you know, obviously they had a great photograph, but they were just kind of trying to recapitalize on something that we already saw.
Yeah.
But if it's an accomplishment, that's different.
Oh yeah. That's much more noble than mine, which was, let me see how many more likes I can get. I was superficial that day. What can I say?
It happens.
Happens. So very cool. All right. So I think we can agree. People who post ad nauseum, scum of the earth, right?
Pretty much. I think that's what we said.
Yeah. Okay. Just let it be known that if you post more than... All right. Can we actually associate a number with this, or is that too gray area?
I think people should be able to know, you know, for themselves what is too much or not, or else, you know, I don't know. I don't think you can put a number, because I'm different. I think, you know, one or two is pushing the limit, whereas somebody else could be like, hey, I got five different, you know, different shots, and I use like three different colors in this scheme.
Yeah.
And I'm showing it, and, you know, it may look good. So I don't think we can place a limit.
Yeah. So posting a threshold is kind of like pornography. You know it when you see it.
Yes.
And sometimes when you see it, it's awesome.
And others, you want to gouge your eyes out.
Exactly. More often than not, it's gouge your eyes out.
Yes.
So very good. And finally, with one last bit of etiquette, Joe, you posted something about yes. solid advice for wedding guests. And this was posted on Petapixel, and we'll add it to the show notes. But why don't you give us the rundown on this article?
Yeah, and sorry, I just, oh, golly, where'd it go? It was an article. Okay, here we go. It says solid advice for a wedding guest. There was they're interviewing a photographer, and apparently in one of the weddings, it shows people, you know, how they kind of take their phones and stick it out in the aisle, or, you know, they'll hold up their iPad and you know, try to get a shot of the wedding, which is, you know, it's okay. People want to grab memories, and that's fine, but it gets to be a little too much. So you have to kind of beware that, you know, what you may be doing may cause other people around you to, number one, be uncomfortable, and number two, look at you like, what are you doing? You're an idiot. Well, in the video, they were talking about this one woman. They blurred out her face so that she wouldn't be recognized. But she actually was walking around taking pictures as the ceremony was going on,
mm-hmm.
and actually went behind the preacher trying to get a good shot. And, you know, it's like one of those things you're like, oh, my gosh, you can't believe this is happening. And so when you said that we were going to talk about etiquette, I immediately saw that, because that's, you know, been one of the viral videos and articles that's been going around in the photography world. But I know that has, you know, some of this stuff has been going on for quite a long time. This isn't a new phenomenon.
Yeah. And
so I want to see what you guys thought.
Well, I actually have nothing as bold as this, but I have encountered the iPad problem where the old lady will, you know, stick out and, you know, take a shot or do video. It's mostly video, and they'll poke their head out and do that. Nothing to the point where I couldn't get the shot or anything like that, but It's still fascinating. I know other wedding photographers that had it much, much worse than I do. And in my personal opinion, their excuse is always priceless, because it is the exact same excuse every single time. They will look at me and say, the bride personally requested me to videotape this. I'm like, she did not. And you're full of shit. On the inside. I don't say it outside because, you know, hey. But, yeah, the excuse is exactly the same all the time. Said differently, but it's always the same. There was one time where it was actually legitimate, because I was photographing this medieval-themed wedding at a restaurant someplace in Massachusetts. I won't say where, because true to medieval fashion, this castle-like restaurant was falling apart, and it was crowded, and it was totally uncomfortable. So just like a medieval castle. Way to go, guys. Way to capture that feeling.
Did it have, like, rats and, like, sewage on the floor?
Outside.
Oh.
Now, I did, in our wedding, my in-laws set up where a friend of ours who was getting into photography, we had her take images, but they also hired another photographer and told him that she was going to be there to do that too.
Yeah.
So he was fully aware and worked very well with her, and they tried, you know, their best not to get in each other's way. But we specifically wanted her to take some images, and then, you know, they paid for him to take images too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's you can set that up. And if a photographer doesn't want to do that, that's his prerogative or her prerogative. And we can, you can always find somebody else that may be able to say, sure, I'll do that. But when, you know, when it's somebody else and they kind of, you know, they jump in and they're, you know, being a little rude and walking in front of the videographer where their head's blocking the scene,
and trying to get the shot, then somebody needs to politely say, hey, why don't you have a seat and put that away, please?
There is I'm oftentimes warned about a particular wedding guest that's a little rambunctious with the photography, and I'm always okay with it. And if they have somebody like that, I only have one specific rule, and that is for me to have permission to lay down the law, because I will lay down the law. And I'm polite about it in my own particular way. But I want the bride and groom to know that it might not be polite to them. So
I did.
You got to be firm sometimes. All right, here's one story. And this is why I don't really take any more crap from people. Like before I was like, hey, that's all right. I'm, polite, man. It's all cool. It's a peaceful day. Until this one moment that just threw me over the edge. And it wasn't even a guest of the bride and groom. This was the videographer. Who had a personality that was, again, I'm not going to mention any names. His name was Richard. No, I'm kidding. this
He's
guy.
God's gift to video making.
He just had, all right. He was one of those guys that was trying too hard to be cool to the point where it's like, all right, yeah, I get it, dude. Tone it back a bit. But, like, all right, for example, wedding photography, I try to be as inconspicuous as possible. I try to blend in and not draw attention to me. This guy was completely the opposite. This guy wanted to be a freaking wall because he had, like, an enormous video camera, which I didn't even know they make anymore, set on this big tripod, and he put on his big sound ear headphones. And like just the big light on top of the camera, and he stood, God damn it, he stood right in the middle of the aisle, right where it blocked everybody's view.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm looking at this, I'm like, no way, and like I couldn't interfere in the middle of the wedding because you know what am I gonna do? I didn't have my air cannon with me. So I had to make do with, my telephoto lens and, go around. But ever since that day, I just do not take any more BS from people. I'll be polite at first. And then if that doesn't work, then I lay down the law. So,
yeah, you don't want your, you don't want to say, yeah, well, this would have been a great shot, except this would have been a great shot, except.
Exactly. You never want to say that. And, yeah, so there you go. Etiquette from us here at Tiny Shutter. Let's move on because we need to start wrapping things up soon. Let's go into a post pick of the week.
Post pick of the week.
who's up this week?
I think it is my turn.
Go for it, man.
All right. Hey, we are just a shade over 14,000 posts with the Tiny Shutter hashtag.
I know, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, it kind of seems like every time that I do post pick of the week, I never follow the rules and pick just one picture. it's always like a special occasion.
You should have heard Matt. He was like, oh, that's sweet. Oh, dude, that's sweet too. I'm like...
Well, there's a lot of really cool pictures in our feed, and it just so happens that I found two pictures that I really, really super duper like, and they follow a theme. It's kind of a weird theme, but it's Ferris wheels. So nice. It is, I don't know about other parts of the country, but definitely here in New England, it is fair season. So all the towns and counties and whatnot are having their fairs. So Ferris wheels are a pretty common sight around here right now. So the first picture that caught my eye is from user Science Wins. And I gotta say, just in general, I think pretty much everything he posts is just really ridiculously awesome.
Amen to that.
he really puts a lot of thought into his photos. Really, they're very, very, very heavily manipulated. But you could tell that it's like, you know, he's thinking about how he wants the end product to look.
Yeah.
So this particular shot is a Ferris wheel, and it's a really interesting composition, like an interesting angle that he shot the Ferris wheel at. It's got a kind of monochromatic look to it. It's kind of blue and white, mm-hmm. instead of black and white. And then I'm not, I thought he used the app called Tangent that I talked about, I don't know, a month or two ago, which,
yeah.
By the way, as of the day of this recording, which is, what's today, October 4th, it is free.
So, ooh.
Your mileage may vary when you hear this podcast, I don't know. But, he used, basically what he did was he added like a lot of circles, like small little circles. And I don't know like why it works. They just kind of work with this image. And he used the app Deco Sketch, which is made by the same person that makes Tangent. So I guess that's why I thought it was Tangent at first. But very cool. And there's like some texture, like kind of scratches and whatnot, and it just has a really neat look to it.
Nice.
So there's that. So, you know, I saw that, and then I started scrolling down in the feed, and what do I see? I see another Ferris wheel. And I click on the picture, and man, is it cool. And it's by our good buddy Bread Geek. This one, I'm not 100% sure, but he probably took this like at nighttime, because the background is very black. Not that he couldn't have done that like in some other fashion, but the thing that really caught my eye about this is that every little car on the Ferris wheel is a different color. They're super saturated, so it almost looks like some Skittles attached to a web, you know. And then he doesn't specifically say what apps he used, but everything about this screams Tangled Effects. Very tastefully used. And I really love the way that that app brings out the highlights in the Ferris wheel. It's just ridiculously awesome looking. So I got two picks this week.
That's awesome. And just for the record, I have one honorable mention as well. This one comes from MK Ultra 00, and it's a picture of action figure Jesus and a cat snuggling up to him. And the quote is, "Jesus loves kittens." I'm like, all right, that's in. So shout out to you, MK Ultra 00. Your photography rules, and that one just made my day. That made me smile.
That's awesome.
I LOL'd a little bit.
That's not awesome.
No, I just said LOL. And again, I chalk it up to my lack of sleep. So I will shut up now.
Yeah, are we keeping a tally of the ridiculous things you're saying today?
I think I'm up to four. But I'm sure by the end of the episode, the music that I'll screw up at the end, I'll probably say one more. So, so anyway... does anybody here have a post pick of not a post pick of the week, a focus point?
I have not had a chance to play with anything new this week, so I don't.
Nor have I. So shall we skip it for this week since we used two post pick of the week photos?
Sure.
Very cool. All right, so let us, but we got to play the music here.
Focus point.
Thank you, Scott Fletcher. Why don't Matt, why don't you tell the world where they can find you on the web?
I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Again, all right, number five or six here. This is negligence on my part. Hey Joe, what was the thing we called the focus for the challenge?
Yeah. The Tiny Shutter Challenge.
Why did I not remember that word? Because that was like so difficult. That was like a convoluted mess that we create. Oh my God, Jesus. How am I forgetting all this stuff? I need a Jesus action figure to help me. So anyway, this week's challenge is going to be lines. So if you want to challenge yourself and share your photography prowess with your iPhone, the theme is lines. Go creative, go nuts with it, and share what you have. And to do so, just simply add the hashtag #TinyShutter to your Instagram photo, and you're in. And then we will talk about it on the show, and it might be a post pick of the week. More than likely, that's what it will be, since that's the only reason why we talk about it. So there you go.
And if you guys have any ideas that you want to contribute, you can either go to Facebook, Google Plus, or to Instagram. Well,
maybe. Yeah, Instagram. Just the Tiny Shutter hashtag Tiny Shutter, and we'll read it.
Yep.
So there you go. Share your thoughts. And you can always email us. Go to tinyshutter.com and contact us, and we will listen to you. So there you go. Joe, tell the world where they can find you on this awesome interwebs.
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira.
You sounded like you were going to add something.
Oh, well, Matt, did you finish?
I did. I'm done.
Okay.
Okay. That's a late night for all of us. And you can find me, Mark Sadowski, on Instagram. I am username LensWipe. And I would suggest everybody to head over to lenswipe.net, where we are kind of rebooting the site. We still have the old posts and everything. The old podcasts are still up there as well. But we are going to primarily make that into a photography comic site, where it's just going to be sketches about funny moments in photography. So we have one up there already. Feel free to look at it, point and laugh at it if you must. And then tune in to the LensWipe podcast. We are starting over again. We went from episode 100 to a complete reboot, and we're going to see if that one floats. And if it doesn't, we'll let it crash and burn again. So there you go. So that's all for this week. Tune in next week, where we will have more fun stuff and more sleep, I really hope. So we'll see. Anyway, that's all. Take care.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.